Coach, we've heard from the players tonight. Just kind of curious from your perspective how this game was from about an hour or so out when you found out getting 2 points here tonight.
Well, first, really happy with the focus. You know, so we knew probably 2 hours before the game that there was something that was going to happen. Kevin called me at the rink. I told Andrew that it looked like something was going to happen. There was nothing guaranteed, but I was going to take him out because it was close enough. And then at about 6:45, the conference call with the league was finished, and Kevin called me again and spoke with Andrew, and we told him about the trade. And then he got to spend some time with the players, which was good. We didn't try to rush him out of the room and get the guys to focus solely on the game. He's been here too long, meant too much, the friendships are too strong. So they got a chance to say some words to him, and that was really good.
Is that almost like the guys did it for him, you know, so to speak? You get out to that 3-0 lead, they come back, tie it, and then you cap it off in the third?
You know what? I don't know what the drivers are sometimes in terms of emotion, where you get the energy. Having something happen like that raises I don't know if intensity is not the right word. There was more just emotion in the room. So they played quick and they played fast. And when it got to three, they got better. You know, they played their best hockey after that. So good for them. Good for the I think the veteran guys in our room did a real, real nice job of getting everybody on board.
It's said you don't just replace a player like Andrew. Yeah. Ladd. In your long career, how many players have you had the pleasure of coaching who play at the level that he does?
You know what? Just about the captains. You know, especially in a Canadian city, that C means something. There's a huge responsibility that goes with it, being the face of the franchise and dealing with the media after some tough years and some tough stretches. And I would just say this. This year, he's handled it, I think, as well as a man could have. Came to the room every day. When he was struggling with his game, he wasn't upset about the situation, and he was upset that his game wasn't where he wanted it to be. And right to the handshakes and the hugs on the way out the door, just a fine gentleman.
Is the level of emotion that you're seeing from this team as deep as you've ever seen with a guy leaving a locker room?
You know what? It was, he's in tight. So you got to keep in mind, we probably have half our team just got to meet Andrew over a year. You know, there's a lot of new faces in there. But for the veteran guys, that was a tough game for them to play. And they played well.
Asked Shifley what he's learned from him over the years, and he said everything. And asked Armia, and they talk about what he did. What do those young guys get from having played with him, however briefly?
You know what? Those are the key guys in your organization that runs for years and years. The guy sitting beside you on the bench is going to teach you more than the guy standing behind the bench, because they're constantly talking to each other. They have so much more interaction with their teammates. He really, he did a real nice job bringing a 19-year-old into the room, Nick Ehlers, making sure that he had friends and that he felt comfortable. He was a hell of a captain for us.
Blake Wheeler talk about, you know, being almost 30 and wanting to win right now. Where does, in your mind, this leave your team in the immediate future and going forward?
There was no possible way that we could have had Andrew Ladd leave our team and not sign him this year at the end of the year. We couldn't survive that. With that, you can't with those kind of guys. We put some kids in our lineup this year. Probably going to put a few more in next year as well. That's where we're at. But we come to the rink every day. And this, I haven't been selling it all year. That I haven't used the words like pain and, I guess I've used the word process. I don't think that ever changes. But we come in here with the 20 guys in the room, and my job is to figure out a way to win the Stanley Cup with that team. So we're not putting everything on the back burner and say we're going to wait 3-4 years till these guys get older. Our job is to push as hard as we possibly can right now, develop as fast as we possibly can, and win every single night.
I know it's only one game, but did we see a little bit of that tonight when you had like Armia and Lowry out there against
killing penalties? You know, we gave up two tonight. I don't go through each, and I'm not going through them, but we've got guys that are learning. Yeah. And it's a matter of a foot, 2 feet, being in the right spots. I'm glad. It's like somebody's got to talk about that goal, right? Those two goals, both his goals were like at the opposite ends of the spectrum. Right? That was about his... The best part of that was his face, though. Like, half shock, maybe a little embarrassment there. He didn't all the attention he was getting. But that was really nice for him to see. You're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see Andrew Kopp killing penalties and Lowry. And I'm not doing... We're trying to win hockey games. But those guys got to play.
I imagine you'll say wait till tomorrow, but any thoughts on Marco Dano coming into your lineup?
Yeah, I do want to wait. I've seen him play a little bit. I have a general idea. I'm going to watch quite a bit of video here over the next 48 hours to get a handle on where to start him, where to put him, to give him a chance. So I don't want to tell you about a player that I don't have a real strong feel about.